Lord, these boys are handsome.
This is the Dynasty Football Life Podcast.
Five, four, three, two,
one.
Excellente.
Yeah, you're not going to have to budge that a bit.
A bit of a delay.
Pretty good.
Bit of a delay on the one, though, I think.
Fuck you.
I don't think you can handle the pressure of being one guy.
I was going to say, you got to throw him a boner down there and you kind of find out what he's made of, but I don't think he's one material, Ty.
You're right, I do.
I think he's banged some ones, but I don't think he's one material.
Wait, that's bad.
And I think some of the people he's banged considered him a one. No, he's a solid six.
Solid. Yeah, I'm a high six. I like to give myself a high six.
Yep.
Low seven.
Milwaukee seven. I don't know why I'm picking on Milwaukee. There's a city out there, but it's a Milwaukee seven.
Love Milwaukee.
He's a Tallahassee nine.
It's a great town. Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
I assume Tallahassee's got a lot of attractive people.
Oh, yeah. That's a safe assumption.
I've been through Northern Florida. I don't know why you'd assume that.
Yeah. It is true.
I don't know what is true. Where Jay gets his information of the Midwest.
Tallahassee, the most Midwest city there is.
Yeah, Tallahassee.
Oh, Tallahassee. No, that's south.
That's not the Midwest, buddy.
South.
That's Northern Florida.
It's the Midwest of Northern Florida, though.
I've never been to Florida. I heard it's lovely this time of year.
Well, you're about that age where you should be looking at properties. It'll be a nice condo to spend the winters in.
I'm thinking Arizona. If I was to retire to a warm state, it's a dry heat. It's a dry heat.
That's what people go for now.
I don't know. Yeah, I think the Everglades would be fun. I kind of want to be surrounded by the crocodiles and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know
skitters?
About that.
Yeah. Oh, no, maybe not the skitters, yeah.
Lots of skitters.
Did you guys see that there's a golf video? There's a video of this is the difference between men. There's one golfer that chased an alligator out of the way because he was in the way. He just tried to scare the alligator, and then the other guy saw an alligator and was scared shitless. It was like a complete opposite reaction to an alligator. So I think I'm more of the second guy. You know, I'm really a man of sorts.
So, Dave, you just defined fight versus flight.
Yes, that's exactly.
And your nickname in high school was Scared Rabbit.
Yes.
I know your reaction to that. I don't know how I'd react if I saw an alligator in all honesty. Like, part of me would be, like, absolutely enamored by it because I love nature and wildlife.
You do.
But the other part of me would probably be running like a little bitch.
Yeah. I got a lot of touchdowns as Scared Rabbit, though. Let's be clear about that before we...
I imagine
Scared Rabbit. But just say alligators, they haven't evolved in, like, hundreds of millions of years because they're already the perfect killing machine.
Yeah.
I think you should be scared of them a little bit.
Yeah, they're basically dinosaurs, really, if you think about it. They've been around since, like, and they kind of have that look, you know?
I mean, yes, very much so. They're
certainly. But
my only thing is, I'm sure there was cute, cuddly dinosaurs as well. Everyone talks about dinosaurs, as in, like, alligators are like dinosaurs, sharks are like dinosaurs. Well, so are bugs.
Mm-hmm.
So are birds, you know?
Yeah, dinosaurs were just...
I really don't know where I'm going with this.
No, maybe I have a little intro here.
Kind of want to watch Jurassic Park now.
Yeah,
I mean the first couple I really enjoyed. The books actually I really liked.
Books are good. The movies actually are rated if you look at them from 1 to 6, get progressively worse.
That most movies do.
Most do, but it's almost like exactly like a little bit shittier each time. There's a new survival.
Except for Star Wars. Star Wars hit its peak at Episode 4, I think.
Episode 4, A New Hope.
I'm just kidding, Dave.
Oh.
The prequels were clearly the worst.
It didn't get
better until A New Hope. It got better after A New Hope.
Well, it peaked at
and
Empire.
And then got slightly worse back. Again. Empire, absolutely.
Okay. Let's got this. So I actually wrote an introduction here. It's nothing special, but let's give it a go, and I'll just do a brief introduction. Then we'll get into the running backs class of 2024. That's what that is. Here we go. Welcome to Dynasty Football Life, a program which taps into the world of fantasy football, a world that brings joy and heartache. I'm your endearing host, David, who is mourning a victim of a Detroit Lions decision to replace kicker Riley Patterson, causing me to lose by 2 points in a must-win playoff game. Joining me is Jason, an up-and-coming fantasy redraft threat.
Finally.
Wow.
Finally. You know why, Dave? I didn't draft the Dynasty team in redraft again this year.
Like I did. Yeah, we swapped spots there, and here we are.
Yep.
You're a favorite this week against Adam, a kind gentleman who annihilated me last week. So He's not due to win, so that's good. You are favored by a good 20 points. So good luck with that. Yep. Also,
I'm going to lose to Tanner.
Oh, we'll see. I mean,
we'll see.
Yeah, his team's pretty fucking good, man.
I'm favored to beat Tanner, I'll have you know.
Yes.
Are you? Ty, you're going to lose to Tanner, and then Tanner's going to beat me most likely. But I hope it's one of us, because everyone knows Tanner. Tanner's a cunt.
It probably will be a Lafreniere who wins. Also here is Ty, of course, a true fantasy competitor, no matter what league format he involves himself in. Always near the top, year after year. Listen to this man. And I'll have a couple questions for you, Ty, at the end of our episode. I'm in a big game. I went 13-1, but I have a big decision, a quarterback to make. Derek Carr?
I feel like
Derek Carr or Minshew? Who do you go with?
Oh, Dave? You're 13-1?
I'm stacked.
How good is the rest of your team?
I got Hill.
Which quarterback got hurt?
I got Hill. I got Nacua. I got everybody else. I got the quarterback is my only. I got Hurts actually in my flex. So. This is my other.
Oh, it's 2 QB. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, 2 QB. Okay.
Isn't it?
Not Superflex? Is it Superflex?
It's the Dynasty Half Point League we have going.
That's Superflex.
Yeah. So I got Hurts. Yeah. So I have a great team there.
Well, the good news is you can put Hurts as your starting quarterback and flex whoever the fuck you want.
Yeah. That's a good point. Actually, I don't need to. I could flex Pittman if he's healthy enough, but there's some injury concerns. Kincaid. I got Kincaid. I don't know. We're not really here to talk about that, but everyone should be in the playoffs, no matter what league format you're in. You're in it. Hopefully you're doing well. There's a lot of winners out there, and there's the same number of losers. Actually, no, there'll be more losers.
Just math. Math happens.
Yeah, there'll be, I guess.
It depends on your league size, Dave.
Yeah, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Yeah, best of luck.
I just don't like how you outed Ty as the expert here. It kind of made me as a surprise.
I was going to say, that was one of the kindest intros. I was expecting something at the end, like something of like a, you know, like a barb, you know, some kind of shot, but I'm over the moon right now. I'm feeling so good. I'm
going to
give the most confident analysis.
Ty's opened the nipple windows of his shirt. He's now tweaking.
I can't be nice to both of you at the same time. It was a tough
Dave,
decision.
I'll have you know I am a diamond player in Yahoo Fantasy.
Well, if you're in enough leagues and you play long enough, I guess it's just bound to happen.
You're not wrong, Dave. You're not wrong. It took me a long time to overcome my previous years of baseball and hockey where I draft a team and just go, oh, fuck, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
There's too much work here.
So I felt about basketball. Tushar got me to do basketball 1 year. Like, okay, I guess. I put a
you
team on the
great
court.
1950s basketball where all the players look like you.
Yeah. Simpler times. You know, John Stockton never won a championship.
No.
Neither did Charles Barkley. Me and Sanjay are going through a whole list of players in all sports who've never won a championship. Guys like Dan Marino, Jim Kelly, of course, Josh Allen.
Jim Kelly.
Will be.
Yeah, Jim Kelly went too well. But I don't think Utah won a championship, did they?
Well, did you know, speaking of John Stockton, did you know Karl Malone fucked a kid?
Yeah, I'd heard that.
Oh,
for some reason, that's just kind of swept under the rug. 13 years old, pregnant.
Pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That can happen.
Wow.
He was clearly a piece of shit.
Carl, eh?
Stockton though. No idea. Don't care.
Yeah, I don't know.
Know what he did.
Didn't know him personally. I'm sure he's great.
You don't want a championship? Steve Kerr won a championship.
He won a few.
I used to get him and John Stockton confused sometimes.
Well, I mean.
Not sure why.
I'm not sure why either.
Not sure that's fair to John Stockton.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr was a good sharpshooter in his day.
Well, I mean, he's in the shadows of Pippen and Jordan, obviously. So, and Cartwright.
Those are pretty big shadows, Dave.
I've just shared all my knowledge of basketball in the last 30 seconds, other than...
Name a modern-day NBA player that isn't LeBron James. good thing this isn't a basketball podcast.
Curry, only because I've seen the jersey.
Yeah.
There we go. It's not my sport.
Right, so, okay. What are we doing this week? What are we doing this week, and what are we doing in the future? That's the question right now.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Because as you've noticed, you probably missed our dulcet tones for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I've been doing renovations. Ty was in Montreal at work, and Dave had exams, which I'm sure he failed because he's an idiot.
Dean's
incredibly talented at what he does. I saw a video he made of his father. It was quite touching.
Thank you. I appreciate your comment on the YouTube. I did see that.
Hey, yeah. I got support, buddy. I'll help, you know, the algorithm, you know?
Yeah, it's got a lot of views. A lot of views.
Yeah, so we're not that busy at the moment. So I think we're and with the Dynasty Football Podcast, Dynasty Centric Football Podcast, mm-hmm. a lot of our focus is on Dynasty, obviously. So we're back at what, the running backs this week, Dave?
Yeah, running backs, and it's a rich year for running backs. There's going to be a lot of day ones.
Absolutely.
a lot of day
oh, wait,
ones.
The expert the experts weighing in.
Oh wait, hold on.
Dave, stick to basketball, buddy.
Oh wow.
You don't got the running backs here.
Yeah. Okay. This is the Steve Kerr of running back drafts.
Okay, so it's not
as in if Steve Kerr was in this draft, he might get drafted.
Well, I mean, I guess we had a pretty good crew of wide receivers, I guess, and tight ends and quarterbacks. I guess
quarterbacks,
Yeah, I guess
well, well, tight ends, wide receivers, very good.
Yeah, and we didn't even do tight ends because there's really one that we really care about at this point.
Just I like one? The Texas guy too, but yeah, it's not a deep.
All right,
not
that's
a deep.
Hang
Bowers is very
save
good.
It, buddy.
We're gonna talk. We're gonna talk about tight ends, but we're gonna talk about them when we do our mock draft. So, as to what I was alluding earlier, is right now we're gonna talk about the running backs for a bit. There's a it's. I mean, this year landing spot is gonna be everything. I think there's a couple guys mm-hmm. we like the talent on, but coming up soon, we're actually gonna do a mock a way too early. One of our most popular episodes we've ever done actually was a way too early rookie mock draft, and we got some stuff right. And Jalen Reagor, I mean Jason, got some stuff wrong. So stay tuned for that, folks. We'll be recording and publishing up until the draft pretty regularly. Then after that, obviously, we'll be probably more on every 2 weeks kind of thing, just to keep the content fresh and deliver some better stuff as opposed to, you know, weekly musings and whatnot. I'm sure you guys all love those.
I do like a good musing.
So, Dave, no further ado.
There is no more ado.
I'll shut the fuck up. There and is you no go ahead more... and talk about what we're doing.
We are going
to say, it is good that we're going to stick to football. We talked about movies at the start. We talked about Jurassic Park. And if you want to hear Dave talk about movies, there's an off-the-shelf podcast that he does about movies. So let's just give Dave a little plug there because he gave me a very nice intro.
Yeah. You know what?
Here's Ty. Super kind. Never listened to an episode of the fucking podcast and he's promoting it.
I don't think...
You know, I follow it.
Oh, wow. Do you?
I downloaded it.
I appreciate that. I can't believe I've never even thought of plugging it before. Of 2-3 years of doing this, you know. Phil would be very upset that I haven't used this forum to get some more lessons. Yeah.
In the interest of Dave being a big Seinfeld fan, it's kind of like the bizarro world where Dave's actually the expert on this podcast versus the bubbling idiot on this one.
I think Phil would argue that. I'm a Michael Bay guy. So
are you? Oh, you are? Really?
Yeah, Phil.
Fuck, I forget
Phil's
what I said.
Artsy dartsy with his picks. We're doing A Wonderful Life. I have to watch it later on tonight.
Oh, Mary, really?
I've never seen it before, but I come.
Oh, it's a great movie. I watch it every winter, buddy. Watch it every Christmas.
So, two
Dave,
Christmas
I just plugged
movies.
Your podcast.
I know.
Your podcast, and you're Michael Bay guy. You're making me look like an idiot.
I know.
I regret it.
Sorry, lost all credibility. My choice for Christmas movie this year was Reindeer Games. It's rated about 5.2 with Ben Affleck.
Actually,
I do it just to annoy Phil, really, mostly.
Oh, man.
He does like Affleck. But another guy that likes Ben Flack is actually Trey Benson's favorite actor. Now, he's a running back from Florida State. Trey Benson is, not Ben Affleck. He's an actor in Hollywood. He's a big fan of him, though. He's the first guy on this list. I'm assuming this is no particular order.
It's not,
right?
No.
As per usual, some particular order.
Some particular
but
order.
But it's not. This isn't necessarily the first guy. It's just...
Okay. There is no Dave. This is our...
You'll hear the particular order when we actually do our way too early rookie mock draft.
I'm looking forward to that. I do enjoy that. I'll be there. I'll be a part of it. 6'1", 223 are the... is all we know about Trey Benson at this point. This is all we know. We have nothing else on this guy other than that. Just kidding. He's 21. He was born on a hot summer day in July 23rd, 2002. He has declared... That's important information, Jay, and I appreciate you putting in the time and effort into that and letting us know if they've declared. I don't know what they've declared, but they've declared something.
I do declare.
It's just fun to say.
He declared for the draft, Dave.
He did. That's what that means.
Yes.
So this guy, he's a freshman, I think, in 2020, like a real freshman. I'm not a fake freshman, a true freshman.
True.
Think you guys know what I'm talking about. But he had a big. I think he didn't have like an injury of below the belt injury,
a catastrophic knee injury. He suffered that during practice. MCL, MCL, ACL, and meniscus. That's a tough one. That's if you're counting, that's most of the ligaments.
Yeah, it's a lot of ligaments.
It's a lot of ligaments. That's like losing three tires off of your car.
Yeah, problem. That's a lot of sparks. Much like a Michael Bay film. A lot of sparks.
Yes, of course.
Sparks in space, Armageddon. Yeah. Tell me everything you know about Benson. There's some things I think everyone deserves to know, first of all. that needs to know about Trey.
I think we're not going to go super deep on the bios on these guys. We're kind of just going to we're going to skip along on them. But Benson's interesting because he did start at Oregon originally, and there's a lot of he suffered a ton of adversity there. When he did transfer to Florida State, though, there's a little bit of revitalization there, had a little bit of rejuvenation. He's done well there. In 2022, he was incredible. 2023 was a decent year for him as well. I think 2023 finished the year with 13 games played, which is always good to see when a guy like coming off of his his freshman year, he played 10 games as in his second freshman season. Technically, the following two seasons he played 13 games, over 150 attempts in both full seasons, and his rushing yards were pretty similar. His average was down a little bit this year. His receiving was up a bit though.
Good.
But he's not really going to be. I don't see him as a massive receiving back, but he is a three down back. And someone with a lot of potential coming into the NFL. He looks like he could be, a true volume back. Ty, what do you feel about old Trey here?
Mm-hmm.
I think for Benson, he's probably one of the safer running backs in this class just because he does have the frame and kind of the skill set to potentially be, a bit of a workhorse or whatever a workhorse is in the NFL these days. Mm-hmm. We're going to see a lot of guys as we go through this, this list of the top, 9, 10, 11, whatever we talk about, that are really skilled in one area, that are kind of smaller, but good receivers, but don't really have the frame, that sort of thing. Whereas Trey Benson, he's kind of the safest mixture of everything, but to me, not necessarily super elite in any area. But if you're, picking a rookie running back that you want to take in the dynasty draft, that you're hoping ends up becoming, something of a three-down back that has a, sizable workload every week, he might be one of the better options in this class because it's not that deep of a class.
And to speak on the depth of this class, I put together a little Excel document. For anyone who doesn't know me, I'm very passionate about numbers in Excel.
It's true, yeah.
I know like four formulas and I'm like, I feel smart when I do it. Like I put on my glasses, give myself a wedgie and just go to town. Although I do enjoy wedgies. But looking at this draft, like I picked about, I think I have seven sites on here that all had like rankings for more than like say 10 players, and Benson, Trey Benson, Travion Henderson and Blake Corum were literally the only three running backs from this draft that were ranked by every one of the sites. Some of the drafts, like you have guys like, Jonathan Brooks is a little different. We'll talk about him later. He's unlikely to declare. There was a couple sites, like some big sites, like DynastyLeagueFootball.com didn't have Jonathan Brooks ranked for the 2024 draft. So either whether or not it's not a talent thing necessarily, but the chance he's unlikely to commit.
Think he's not declaring maybe? Yeah.
Exactly. But Trey Benson and Henderson averaged out to the average pick was number three, and that was the highest. So there's really no clear bell cow in this draft. But Travion Henderson, Benson, Blake Corum, Braylon Allen, like there's a couple guys that look pretty good. But I think we're just kind of getting to know these guys because landing spot for this is probably going to be everything when it comes down to it.
But you know what I'll tell you about Benson? He was pretty up there with the old forced missed tackles. He had the highest, one of the highest rates ever recorded in the history of football in 2022. I like that in a man.
I like that in a running back in particular. I don't like that so much in a cornerback or a lineman or a middle linebacker. But on the offensive side, you want to miss some tackles. I think that's the key.
That's fair.
I guess I should have been more specific. I apologize.
With me, Dave, you always have to be. Yeah, and even if you are, I'll still find a way to make fun of it. You're just a bully.
All right, I like that take. Sounds like a somewhat balanced approach to running back. You got your eggs, your hash browns, your piece of toast. Nice balanced meal right there with some orange juice and a cup of coffee. There you go.
Dave's breakfast.
Let's get into more of a oatmeal kind of a guy. Let's just say that. His name is Travion Henderson. That's right. Travion Henderson. Is it Travion? I think it's Travion Henderson. Feel confident with that. He's a running back out of Ohio State. Coming in at a 5'10", 212, 21. Born October 22nd on an abnormally humid day in late October. Has not yet declared. And reports have surfaced last week that he might possibly return to Ohio State for another season. But this was largely shut down as people close to him, as the ones that are, you know him the best, said he hasn't yet decided. All right, guys? So, but there could be a pretty good chance. So don't be alarmed. Don't be surprised if he heads back to the old Ohio State, the potato state, for another year. A lot of players, I think, will be doing that because they can get sponsorships and some cash. Now, I believe, from what I've understood, you can make some cool cash.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some players more than others, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. You have to be somebody. You can't be nobody.
Now, if you're a star at Ohio State, even as a running back, I mean, he could probably make more money there than he might in his rookie deal. His running backs are kind of paid shit, and he's going to be a second-round pick probably, even as the top running back in the class. Yeah.
Yeah. The old Ohio State Buckeyes, eh? What a team.
Football factory.
It's a real well-ran organization.
It is.
Let me say that. But
They have arguably the two best wide receivers.
Arguably.
And this could be, if he declares, the best running back, I think, in this draft.
I think he is, personally.
Ooh. Yeah.
There's no like, bell cow. There's no Bijan Robinson, necessarily, in this draft. But I think he's the closest to a sure thing, I think, as far as a running back goes. Now, in all honesty, there's guys taken last year that ended up as backups in the NFL that I think are as talented as he was, like Tajay Spears, for instance. Like, so depending on where this guy lands, like if he lands in a spot where he has a chance to compete for the starting role, if he declares, a lot of ifs here.
A lot of ifs, tons
he
of
might,
ifs.
He might be huge to have, but...
loads of
he's
hits.
Somebody that, you know, if he lands somewhere where he's gonna start, his draft stock's gonna skyrocket. I think if he lands somewhere where he's behind, say like a Derrick Henry type, he's gonna slip a bit in the dynasty community.
It's a harsh reality. Ty, what do you got in there for us on Henderson?
I'd like to talk about Henderson, but also I want to comment on what Jada says. It's actually a really good point. I think we've talked in the past about how, you know, landing spots shouldn't. It shouldn't be everything. We like to go talent over landing spot typically, but I think with a draft with the receiver or with wide receivers, you got a bit of time. You know, you can kind of let them develop. With running backs, you kind of want them to play early, so you do want them to actually have some opportunity. And also, I think where they're taken in the draft is going to be huge with this draft class. There's not a lot that separates a lot of these guys, so anybody taking day two, automatically they get onto my radar. That's somebody I want in Dynasty. They'll move up ahead. And if they have an opportunity to play, again, they will move up ahead. So I think that's become more of a decisive factor with this class for me than it has in previous years.
Interesting. Interesting. I want to go on record of saying I picked up and started Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And, man, he got me 18 points. So I lost anyways. But he's a guy that we were really big about landing spot. You mentioned... important that is, and that's that
we kind of went against that one even on the podcast. Me, Jay, and Nick all kind of said, slow your roll. Jonathan Taylor is still the better.
Yeah, clearly, and that's factual.
When I think about landing spot, he's one of the guys that he's one of the guys that kind of comes up most to me. Is Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Antonio Brown when he's drafted by Tennessee? Because people dropped him so far down, and I remember thinking like, no, he's talented. Like, things can change. They'll change quarterbacks. Mariota will be gone. Now he's an Eagle. Like, things change so much, but people are dropping him down to, like, second-round dynasty. And that's...
Are you talking about A.J. Brown?
Oh, sorry, yeah, A.J. Brown.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Big difference. A.J. Brown, so,
Yeah, but Helaire obviously did not really pan out, though he did have a great week.
Well, he had a good week last week, Dave, because Isaiah Pacheco was injured.
Yes.
So that helps. And then nice receiving touchdown, too. This, I think, to sum up what Ty said and I said,
sum it up.
We're just trying to get, if you're not, if you don't have a pulse on the college scene, just guys that should be on your radar, even for, for this draft or even next year's draft. Like, I don't think like Travion Henderson is necessarily like an elite talent, but he's about as close to it in this draft. He will play three downs. He's tall enough to play the position and heavy enough to not get, banged up too easily. And he does profile as someone who can catch the ball as well. So he's going to be fun to watch. It's just, again, like if he ends up, like a Clyde Edwards-Helaire type scenario, and he jumps up the draft boards in a dynasty league, I'm going to reach past him for sure. I don't think I'd be willing to make that mistake twice. And I didn't draft Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but if I did, that would be something I would have learned from, I think, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be interesting to see.
Sure paid off last week, though, right, Dave?
I still lost by 40 points.
Oh, yeah, the kicker.
Yeah, no, that's a different league.
Dave, that's why you need push notifications for when a player is not going to play. Tells you.
Yeah. I know. I turned off a lot of notifications on a lot of apps because I just was sick of it. I was done with it. And I'd like to be able to have the responsibility to check myself, and it keeps me sharp. But I did miss one, unfortunately, and it cost me everything. I've been really rebuilding that league for 15 years.
Yeah, you got a good team now, though.
Yeah.
Your kicker could use some work.
Yeah, I still have him. I still kept him just in case. Next on the list, this guy, I have a little special spot for this guy. Blake Corum, because I just love his last name. He's a running back, and he's in Michigan. Again, another really good program. He's 5'8", a little petite, 213, 23. He was born November 25th, 2000. So, yeah. This guy's got spunk, though. I know he's got some energy to him. I don't know. Blake Corum, look out.
He's might be a kind of guy. Looks a bit like a bowling ball out there. He's kind of.
Yeah.
No, he's short, ten but pin? He's, you know, stocky, and he kind of gets through things. And
10-pin or 5-pin?
A Doug Martin comp, maybe?
Bit of a Doug Martin comp. I think that's fair.
Oh, Dougie Martin, the old Tampa Bay Buccaneer, I believe.
The old muscle hamster.
Yeah, I liked him. Never really owned him in any league, but had a lot of respect for him and him and his family.
One thing I do enjoy about this, Dave, is reading the scouting reports, because I like watching the film, but, you know, sometimes you don't have enough time to kind of watch as much as you want to watch right when they're first talking about a guy. But some of the verbiage these people use for these scouting reports, like, he's an urgent runner. Urgent runner.
He runs with urgency?
Like, I never got that. Like, I don't understand that adjective. He's an urgent runner.
He's a lackadaisical runner.
Is he fast? Is he quick, like quick bursts? Like
spunky.
It's like saying like I'm an urgent masturbator.
Yeah, you gotta.
I guess that actually makes more sense.
No, there's some urgency there. You don't want to be caught.
Yeah, I've been on this.
Not in the grocery store, Ty.
There's all kinds of people at the Walmart.
Yeah, and that's why I'm not allowed in Loblaws anymore.
I only do it at Mark's Work Warehouse for some reason. I don't know. It gets me all riled up. All that denim, I think.
He's a Carhartt fan.
That's fair. That is fair.
Loves the workwear.
I love the workwear, and I'm liking Blake Corum with a guy like me who's first placed in a lot of leagues. So I might be looking at some of these guys because I'm not going to get a high pick. So,
like, he's probably the third. Me. Like, I think he's probably the consensus third right now as far as running backs go, or fourth even. Michigan program, although maybe has some red flags from old coach there, doing a little bit of cheating, maybe some recruiting during the COVID pandemic there.
Well, hearsay, buddy.
It doesn't matter. It really makes no difference. But Donovan Edwards and Blake Corum turned out to be a pretty good running back duo. Is Donovan Edwards, Ty? Am I correct?
Yeah, I think it was.
Just second guess that for a second. Donovan Edwards and Blake Corum turned out to be a good little 1-2 punch. Corum's interesting. Like I said, he's a kind of a taller MJD. Maybe a muscle
Everyone
hamster
is.
Comparison. I do like him. He is an urgent runner.
Very urgent.
Very urgent runner.
It's been said.
The one thing about him is he doesn't have a lot of work in the passing game. He's averaged.
I don't like that.
What?
I
like
don't like
80,
that.
80, 90 yards. 90 yards. He had one season in Michigan where he had 141 yards over the season with 24 receptions, but he's averaged about 10 to 15 receptions a season. So not a lot of window of work in the receiving game. So when it comes to running backs today, I do love me a three down back, or I love like a real dart throw, like an Achan, where he's a bit of a gadget player that with crazy speed or some certain immeasurable. Variable that just could be a game changer. So
like Tavon Austin, another good example.
You and your fucking but Tavon Austin.
Better. Jay, go ahead.
No, thus ends my comparison. As soon as Dave throws out Tavon Austin, I gotta take a moment to rethink some things.
Now with Corum, I do remember watching him a bit last year because I thought he might have actually declared last season. And, you know, he did have a pretty good year last year, but he came back this year. As the numbers are, you know, the efficiency is slightly down, but he had, how many touchdowns did he have this year? I got to look this up. It's like 24 touchdowns. That's a ridiculous amount of touchdowns.
Uh-huh. That's
definitely can't hurt the draft stock. The only thing I wonder with him, Jay mentioned the pass catching, but also the age and the usage. He's 23, and he's got a lot of carries in college. So I just wonder if NFL teams are going to look at that and think, you know, 23-year-old running back, you're going to get him on a four-year deal. How many years do we have with him? It's probably fine, but you kind of wonder about running backs at 23, 24 in this draft and think, you know, does that cost them a couple rounds?
Three full seasons of usage, too, in college.
Exactly, yeah. So that's kind of my question with Corum.
So wear on the old tires, eh? That's what you're saying? Well, I mean, I think they're still good for 4 years, 27.
Maybe. Speaking of thick boys, I'm excited to talk about this next guy.
Oh, you want to talk about a guy named...
This guy's not a bowling ball. He looks like a fullback.
Yeah, he's large. His name is Bra'Ilon Allen. He's a running back out of Wisconsin. Is phonetically correct. 6'2", 245. 19, just a young pup. But he's a beast. He's got a birthday coming up next month. And he has declared. That's something. He's made a declaration to say, I will get drafted next year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not day one.
And he'll only be 20 years old at the time of draft. So this is kind of the opposite of Blake Corum here, as far as college goes.
Old and small, big and young.
Yeah. He's had quite a bit of work in college for a guy that wasn't actually projected to be a running back. He was actually supposed to be a defensive player. I'm thinking something in the linebacker role based on his size. Mm-hmm. But he ended up being needed at running back due to some injuries and some transfers. His season production's been it's been decent.
Productive, yeah.
Yeah. This is kind of a broken record here. Like, you're not seeing a lot of standout statistics. This is a pretty good college resume. It doesn't have the TDs that Michigan State had, but they use the running game a lot different than some other teams used. But his size is like, I don't know how to project that. Like, that's the one problem with this guy, is his size is hard to project.
Goal line. He's a lot of goal line TDs. Get him in there.
Like, you'd expect him to have 28 touchdowns in college as opposed to a guy of Blake Corum's size, just as a kind of a Jerome Bettis role or something. Where who's the fullback in Carolina there? I always forget his name. The Vulture.
Tolbert,
who just kept stealing touchdowns from people. Yeah, you kind of expect that out of him, but
he's not a thief. You got to respect that.
He definitely has the power to be a running back in the NFL. Height could be, I mean, this is the first, very rarely will I say height could be a negative. Unless I'm talking about what fits in a backpack or running backs, really. And 6'2 is a little taller than I like in a running back.
And a man.
Even though you're big and strong, you're a little easier to catch. There's a little more body to hold on to, a little more leg, a little more arm, you know, a little more chode, however you like to tackle. I like to tackle with the chode. Really surprises the guys.
All I know is Jay will not date you if you're over 6'2.
No, I would.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, that's Dave. I'm not sizest. I'm fattest.
Okay.
He might tackle you by the chode, but he'll date you.
Absolutely. at 6'1", I would feel it would be kind of. It'd be nice to be able to. No, I'm gonna save that in the memory for later. Never mind.
Okay. All right. All right, Ty. You want to chime in on Bra'Ilon Allen? I think it's probably how it's pronounced. Give him the respect he deserves here.
At this point, I think he's actually probably one of my favorite backs in this draft, just because of the potential upside is there. It seems like he could be. We've seen him be a workhorse. He could be a three down back. We've actually seen some pass catching out of the guy as well, which is great. And while he doesn't look necessarily like a supernatural pass catcher, it seems like he'll have a bit in his arsenal. Mm-hmm. The only thing I worry about when I look at all the scouting with Bra'Ilon Allen and a lot of the comparables and things, like I see a lot of kind of comparisons to A.J. Dillon when he was coming out. I think he came out of Boston College, right?
And yes, correct.
Bigger guy. And like, and then it's just like every time I see that comparison, I think, oh, shit, yeah. I don't love that, but...
Even
if you look at comparisons, though, there's not a lot of people to compare him to, which you can always cherry pick like an A.J. Dillon, like Ty's lazy. I don't know how he's an expert. just cherry picking AJ Dillon.
But yeah, a bit of a stretch.
I think that one of
says the guy that called him Jerome Bettis.
yeah, that's a bit lazy too, isn't it? Which, speaking of which, Jerome Bettis is probably quite lazy today. I would imagine I would be if I had his money in his.
He's
curse.
Yeah.
The where? How many comparables can you find to a guy his size?
Yeah, there's not a lot.
So,
not an NFL.
I was just saying what Ty said. I just want to make him feel down a little bit because he was so high. I want to bring him down a little bit. I don't like when people are too happy around me.
It worked. I'm back to normal, which is a little bit more
quality. Jay has.
And equilibrium has been restored.
All right. Well, let's move on. Let's change gears.
Can we talk about a guy that probably won't even be in the NFL draft?
I think Johnny Brooks. Comes out of Texas. That's in the South. 6 feet tall, 207 pounds. After lunch. That's his after lunch weight. He was born on a July 21st day. He's not looking like he's going to declare, though. Okay, whatever. Fine, don't. Am I right, guys? Who needs Johnny Brooks in the NFL? Who needs another Brooks?
We could really use Johnny Brooks in this draft.
We could.
He would have been one of the top running backs in this draft.
Oh,
he looks. He looked pretty good, but he got injured. I think it was week 11 of the Texas. The Texas season. Dealing with that type of injury, going into the draft with a question mark. It just seems like it's you know, he hasn't said he's not declaring, but it seems like it might just be better business to go back and play another season, especially with how good he was.
Gotcha.
He took over this year. Obviously, there wasn't a ton of snaps for him last year.
Was there a good running back there before? Was there two good running backs there before, maybe? Was it Bijan and Roshan, maybe? Deshaun?
Yeah, there's some good running backs there.
Deshaun's,
But, you know, he's been over 6 yards a carry every year that he's been there, even on 30 carries and 21 carries the 2 years prior. And then this year, 6.1 and 187. Like, he looked pretty legit. And he was involved in the passing game, 25 receptions. So had he finished the year healthy, I think there would be a chance we'd be talking about him.
Day one?
I don't think it's a day one back in this draft, but maybe. I think maybe the
late
number one.
Okay.
Number one 5 p.m. for me. Yeah.
I think he's maybe the only running back in this class that could have been a day one pick. Probably unlikely to be, but definitely a day two pick. And I get him going back to college because he's got no tread in the tires, so one more season's not going to hurt him. And if anything, next year, the draft, I don't think he's going to be as deep next year at wide receiver, quarterback even, and definitely some of the defensive players and the O-line guys coming out this year. There's going to be a few more spots to kind of, you know, to get selected and potentially the first round next year, which is a huge, huge value in it when you're a running back. Especially in today's NFL, where your career is so short, that's a big difference in money for him and guaranteed money.
All right, guys, I like it. I love it. Good information, Johnny Brooks. See you 2025. Will Shipley. That's right, folks. We're talking Will Shipley. You didn't think I was going to bring up? Well, I am. He's running back out of Clemson. I love Clemson kids. He's 5'11", 210, right in the sweet spot, but Shipley hasn't declared. What's the deal with that?
I think you say, but he's white.
I'm trying to keep it.
What's your NFL comp for Will Shipley?
Christian McCaffrey. Don't be lazy. I'm glad you asked.
Why is it Christian? Why would that be?
Could it be Peyton? What's his name?
Peyton.
Peyton Hillis.
Peyton Hillis. Or Peyton Hillis. Yeah. No, maybe mine was going to be James White. James White's mine.
James White.
He's black, Ty.
No, but there's a great receiving back, and he was.
I was going. I had a different idea here.
Why'd you go there?
Rashad Mendenhall did it to me, Ty. He's talking about. You guys see that? Rashad Mendenhall was like, I mean, he called out a lot of the fat white guys that are always commenting on the black athletes, and said we should put together a Pro Bowl where it's whites versus blacks. And I mean, other than kicker and tight end and maybe quarterback, that's not going to be a landing game.
Have you seen?
O-line looks pretty good. D-line's okay. There's a couple linebackers in there, but man, yeah, there's no corners. Like white people cannot play corner at all.
Have you seen Will Compton on Twitter? Sanjay shared it with me. He does puts together a whole white team.
I've seen a couple different ones. They're pretty funny.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. Yeah. He takes it seriously. He's going to his notes. He's like, yeah, we're going to you know.
Well, they're arguing about like Pat Mahomes, like, you know, he's his mom's white, his dad's black, sounds like Kermit the Frog. Like, what fucking, you know, what side's he on? And they have Max Crosby. Max Crosby likes to say words he shouldn't say.
So exactly.
Are they going to put him on the, you know?
Same as Nacua. Yeah. Oh, I don't think he says the words, well, so we'll take him.
Well, he's an Islander. Side. He's an Islander, too. He's not, you know. Yeah. So I thought that you know, what was actually a pretty astute tweet at one point, like in some ways, turned out to be, you know, kind of a funny little, dare I say, race war?
Ooh, edgy.
No, not at all. We do not need that, man. We need a fun Pro Bowl. A Pro Bowl I could get behind. I think it'd be kind of funny. I just don't want to see the stands. I don't want to see the people that are like, go Whites.
That would not go well.
No, it's not the 1850s. There's nothing good about that idea.
Nope. No.
Okay, so moving on.
Yeah, let's talk about Shipley. You know, what's he got to offer the football world? I know he's got, is he a pass catcher? Am I wrong in saying
yes. Big time, yeah.
I don't know. He's not a quarterback, Dave, that's for sure.
No, he is not.
Probably kicks well.
He has hands, correct? Both?
Yep, two hands, ten fingers. Eight toes.
He's a freak.
Well,
love it.
Technically, his baby toe and his big toe are fused together in a really weird point. Shoes look like slippers.
It's more common than you think.
Okay, I'm done now. I'm gonna back away for a minute. Ty, go ahead and actually talk about this guy for a second.
Yeah. Ty, who is the knowledgeable one here, right, Jay?
Well, that's what we're getting to, I guess.
Ty fucking started it and said, "Who's his comp?" and looked at me smirking. Of course, I'm gonna say Christian McCaffrey.
He set you up. Yeah. He set you up. Classic Ty. Now he's giggling. All right, give me some actual real information on Mr. Will Shipley, William Shipley the First.
He's a decent runner. Not a fantastic runner necessarily, but I don't see him as being a first second down kind of back in the NFL. Definitely more of a receiving back, and he does have a pretty good receiving skill set. I mean, not quite there. I wouldn't say I don't see him as being that impactful. Even I kind of see him as being more of a committee back. You know, maybe a change of pace runner, somebody that's got a little bit of speed they can get on there in certain types of situations. They can get out there for receiving. You know, the type of running back that like 5-6 years ago we kind of would have overlooked in fantasy, but now all of a sudden has become, you know, potentially viable. So I'm not saying he's never going to have a great fantasy impact, but for right now, what I see him as is kind of being maybe more of a committee change of pace type guy at the NFL,
like a Warren or Boston Scott, if I'd be so bold to say,
maybe, or like a Jalen Warren who comes in with that type of role, and then you realize he's much better than Najee Harris, and you know, things change. You never know. Mm-hmm.
Just needs to find that damn end zone a little bit more often. God bless him.
I think here's another running back where I'm going to say it again, where he gets drafted, and his combine, I think, is going to mean a lot for him too. If he shows up well at the combine, support. You know, puts in some time at the gym, maybe starts getting labeled a gym rat. you know, you might see him kind of come up a little bit, but he's a guy I'm keeping my eye on for sure. I think he could end up being a good back in the right place for sure.
He's not
a terrible running back. He's a good dual threat back.
Because if he's a terrible running back, chances are he will not get drafted.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Or he could go third overall like Trent Richardson. You never do know.
Ooh, yes. He looked good his rookie season though, Ty.
Yeah, he's got a lot of touchdowns. That's 2.5 yards a carry.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
He was certainly not a yards per carry kind of guy. But you know who is a yards per carry kind of guy? Bucky Irving. Running back out of Oregon. 5'10", 195, 21 years old. That birthday's in August 19th.
Mm-hmm.
He has declared, we will see him, a late day two, maybe a day three guy. I don't know. I've never heard of him.
Yeah. I like him. I actually like him quite a bit.
Yep.
He reminds me a bit of Will Shipley. Is like a similar type of player, but I think more dynamic.
Okay.
A better runner, I think, but still has that that pass catching ability. I was watching some tape, by which I mean highlight videos on YouTube. But tape makes me sound more like an actual, you know, analyst. Yeah. I am not.
It's still tape, technically. These guys aren't actually watching VHSs or like, you know.
I assume they had those actual tapes that actually would like, wound and went around. Yeah.
We're all doing the action, which is really great for an audio medium.
Yeah, that's great. For this medium, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Have to win YouTube with this one.
But anyway, I was watching some Bucky Irving tape, and the only note I wrote down was Ty likes. which was very fantastic. And but apparently wow, I was impressed.
Okay.
So I think
drunk?
This is
sober.
I want to say drunk because it makes it seem better, but no, it would have been like 7:30 in the morning before work.
I like so, this guy.
Yeah, Ty likes. Figured I'd be able to. He'd be able to remember everything else I wanted to say about him. But elusive, speed, burst makes defenders miss really well. The receiving upside, it sounds like what you want out of a modern NFL back. Again, broken record. We'll see where he's taken, see how the combine goes. But he's a guy I could see actually being a potential surprise riser, like a day two pick.
Yep.
And if he's taken in the day two, fuck out. Like, I am all over. I'm all over Bucky Irving.
Oh, Ty and I actually shockingly agree on this one.
Never happens.
I do. I think with the success of like A-Chan and the poor guy who blew his ACL out in Baltimore, Keaton Mitchell, is it Keaton Mitchell?
Keaton. Yeah.
Keaton Mitchell, yeah.
Keaton Mitchell.
Seen a lot of really good, quick, kind of, you know, really, really good scamper backs. I like that name, scamper back.
Yes.
Yeah, I could definitely see him. Especially like if Ty said, if he ends up as a day two, even a day three pick on the right team, he's a guy that I am very much targeting. And I do think, depending on like with the way we've seen the NFL go, there's a good chance that he could be the first running back or at least one of the first three running backs off the board, depending on what team's willing to kind of to invest that draft capital. And like Clyde Edwards-Helaire was not the best running back in that draft, but he was the first running back off the board. So stranger things have happened. And if a team jumps ahead and goes, yeah, I'm going to put like, just like, you know, Detroit, we're all kind of wondering what's happening with the stock they put in Gibbs. Well, we've seen that pay off now. And when a team's willing to put some draft stock into a guy, I'm not going to question as much because I think the talent is definitely there. And if you look at like Will Shipley, he, you know, they're not the same back at all. They don't really remind me of one another, but they're both definitely going to benefit from some spread concepts. Like, they're both good outside players, decent in the receiving game. They're two guys that are going to be fun to watch. And if they make it to the NFL level, I'm more excited about these guys than kind of your traditional, you know, running back necessarily, because I think, you know, people that owned Achan this year were very frustrated. But fuck, when he paid off, man, there was never more fun watching football than watching Achan blow up a couple games this year.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Jason, I hate to say it, you're not wrong.
I probably am, Dave. Right? I mean, this guy may not even get drafted, and then the next thing you know, you're like, I'm just kidding. No, he's going to get drafted. It's just where he's going to get drafted and what value they're going to place him. But Dave, thank you for bloating my ego. Ty, please insult me to bring me back down. So equilibrium is restored.
I'll try to come up with one for you.
All right. Well, you can save it for the next guy. So, which is, let me get this right here. Audric Estime, perhaps. Ty, how did I do there? Estime.
Oh, yeah. Nailed it.
Did I? Or is it Estime? Either way, it's Audric.
No, you got it.
And it's fact that he's from Notre Dame. 5'11", 227 pounds of raw power. He's 20, and he has declared.
Sorry, guys. I just had to get up and get a beer there.
That's
I assume
fine,
Dave
Jay.
Butchered his name?
Oh, well, Ty was pretty easy on me, actually.
You got it. Okay, good, good. Cool.
I don't know if I got it right. Ty's
close.
Close.
I don't know. Close enough.
I don't know. Anyways, this guy is a player for a team. He gets handed the ball. He runs with it. Sometimes he gets more yards than others. But typically he moves forward, hangs on to the ball,
analysis.
Doesn't drop it often, and sometimes finds the end zone. And he's declared, and people want these things. And he's going to get drafted on day four. I'll tell you right now. I don't know, guys. I want to hear some actual better information. So I'll hand it over to Tyler or Jason for some more astute observations.
I can get started on this guy quickly.
Please.
I mean, day four is potentially actually not a bad guess for him. he's got the size, again, the size that you want that you don't see out of some of these other guys, like the more traditional running back size. 5'11", you know, over 220 pounds. That kind of makes some sense. Full-time starting role this year. For the first time for him, he was great. He had over 1,300 yards, 18 touchdowns, and he actually showed a bit of pass catching. He caught 17 passes. So, no, that's all nice. It seems like it's kind of it kind of lays out like a really light kind of path for him to be the, you know, potential, maybe not a workhorse, but like at least like a three down back in the NFL. whether or not he actually has the talent or the, you know, kind of the explosiveness or ability to do so, I guess time will tell. He's one of the guys I'm probably most interested in seeing how he tests, if he does go through the combine,
mm-hmm.
and seeing how the pre-draft process works. But he's someone that I was not really paying any attention to until about halfway through this year, and all of a sudden I'm starting to think, okay, this could be an interesting prospect.
Ooh, well, if you've piqued Ty's interest, that's saying something.
Interest is peaked, though, not bursting with confidence, but interest is peaked.
Okay. Jason, how are you feeling right now?
Everything Ty said, except the opposite. I'm just kidding. No, everything Ty said. He's the biggest climber in this draft. I don't think he was on very many people's boards up until this season. Notre Dame was a fun offense to watch, and he was one of the reasons for it. And he's been compared to a bowling ball a lot. And I don't know if you guys have ever tried to tackle a bowling ball. Not easy.
Again, 10-pin or 5-pin?
Well, 10-pin, Dave. Always 10-pin.
Okay.
Easy to finger, though, just like Audric Estiman.
Jay speaks from experience.
I know my way around a bowling ball, Ty.
I bet you do. I'm a 5-pin guy all the way.
You would be 100%. With those.
I got small hands.
Fucking hands.
I know. I can't get, even with the holes, I can't. I don't have the muscle in my fingers.
You have nice fingers, though, Dave. They're very elegant.
I'm a nose picker. So.
Very elegant.
Got a lot of strength there. You know?
I also like to pick a good nose, Dave, but luckily enough, I got a big one. So nose, that is.
Big schnaz.
You guys remember that right. 1 year during your podcast?
I could run into a wall and break my nose without breaking my boner.
Well, that is true. Do you guys remember that 1 year we were going to do the combine ourselves when we first started the podcast?
Yes.
We thought it'd be funny if we were like looking at maybe it's some good YouTube content, and then all we managed to do was measure each other's hands.
Yeah.
We kind of laughed at that, and that's as far as we got. Yeah, that was.
We should do that this year. I think it'd be hilarious. Maybe hilarious.
I've gotten older and fatter. Dave's lost a bit of weight since then.
Dave's in better shape. Dave would actually probably, other than the hand comp, Dave would show much better.
Yeah.
I'd be the first ever DNF for the 40-yard dash.
Yeah. I would actually love to see the vertical. You know it would be a good trick to see if someone could shove a matchbook under our feet when we jump up in the air. It'd be like the Twin Olympics from Monty Python.
Yeah, I think I'm good at a long run or maybe a sprint. But once I have to like get up in the air, I don't think I got a vertical. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I do.
I picture you as a distance runner. You've always
I do 10Ks.
Distance guy. I'm actually quite fast for a large man. The problem is I haven't ran in 6 years. So if I was to run, we'd need Nick there but not to participate. We don't want Nick in the he's in shape.
Just the paramedic.
Just because he's a paramedic, and we would like the ambulance there.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I want a defibrillator for my.
Absolutely.
I can secure the track. I can secure the film. Like we can get it on tape. Yeah, absolutely.
I think it'd be hilarious. You know what we should do? You know what we should do as a challenge right now? We all take the next whatever time it is now. When's the draft? April? When's the combine? I feel like it's April. We'll figure it out. I'll edit it in.
Yeah, late March.
We should challenge each other to get as best shape as we can by then, and we'll all compete in the combine, and we'll film it and put it on YouTube.
Done.
I mean,
I'm not worried. I got you two as my. Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
Pass.
Ty, it'll be hilarious, man.
It'd be good for you. It'd be good for the heart, Ty.
It would be good for the heart.
I'm in the worst shape of us all.
You got a lot of plaque, okay? We got to take care of that plaque. Plaque is more than what's on your teeth. It's heart plaque.
There's a reason my hobbies include drinking 3 beers and doing a podcast. I don't have to do as much running. I do run actually on the treadmill almost every day now.
Yes.
There you go.
But it's for like 15 minutes. That's what I can do.
40-yard dash. If you can do it in 15 minutes, you're in.
All right.
You got 4 months. All
right, we'll do it.
All right. I think it'd be hilarious. Right. I think it'd be really funny. And not serious. Like I'm not literally gonna like just get jacked.
Oh
and,
no!
I mean, it's impossible at this point. I like pizza too much, but you know, I'm not gonna show up like DK Metcalf. I'll probably show up like Tom Brady, but fatter, and in baggier shorts. Look like Adam Sandler out there.
Yeah, uglier though.
What are we doing? It's been
that's harsh.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna talk about a guy named Marshawn Lloyd, no relation to Marshawn Lynch.
Last name would dictate that. Yep.
But some similar attributes, that being they both played running back and they both went to USC. I don't know. Actually, I don't know where Marshawn Lynch went. That would be a fun coincidence, but I cannot verify that. And I don't feel like looking it up. He's 5'9", 210, aged 22. His birthday is in a couple weeks. So remember, if you see Marshawn Lloyd, make sure you give him a birthday card. He has declared, so we're going to see him at the draft, and I'm really hoping he gets drafted in the first 5 days.
And Dave, shockingly, you weren't actually that far off as to college, because Marshawn Lynch went to UC Berkeley.
Ah, mm-hmm. I could sense I was close to something right.
It was close. Yeah, I mean, you had the right state and part
of
the state.
Country. It was America. This guy's a pretty good playmaker runner, I have to say. He's the Trojans. I don't know. Getting a little more volume. What, did you guys think this guy's worthy of a day three, or is that crazy talk? Am I talking crazy?
I mean, he had a pretty good year at USC.
That's what I'm saying.
He showed quite a bit. He's got, you know, kind of like some of the intangibles, the sizes, you know, not precisely what you're looking for, but it's not bad.
Hey.
He looks like he's got a pretty good burst. He's a pretty good runner. Change of direction, things like that are, you know, all graded fairly well. And he's shown a bit of luck or a bit of a skill as a receiver.
Good.
So
that's, you know, important in fantasy.
You know, that's a pretty good package to have for running back. He's actually going to the Senior Bowl. So we'll see how he does there. That we've seen the Senior Bowl actually raise stock, draft stock for some players in the past. Yeah. So he could be a guy that
Josh Kelly
could end up. Yeah, Josh Kelly, exactly. And
I didn't even see him getting drafted until the Senior Bowl. And then
yeah,
we found out why.
Fourth round?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got him in fourth round, then he hadn't been that good, and then he had a couple of good games behind.
When is the Senior Bowl?
It's the bowl for seniors. All senior players can play in at the end of the season.
Yeah, and that's what time? What's the date?
Oh. Top of my head, I don't have it marked.
Wouldn't be an episode of the podcast if Dave didn't ask a question that we didn't know the answer to.
Jay, give your thoughts on that. Lloyd, if you'd like, I'll look it up.
he doesn't have a ton of size. He's not a, you know, 5'9", 210. He's a
AHN, come on,
he's
man.
He's a bit thick, but he's not super fast. He did leave Southern California in the SEC. Last couple seasons, 12 games, 9 games. This season he played 11 games. His attempts were about the same. His average, though, he was much more efficient with it with his play. Ty, are you about done looking that up yet?
February 3rd. Yeah. February 3rd.
February 3rd. We had the Senior Bowl. I knew it was after January. I just wasn't sure if it was. yep. he's one of the guys that should be on your list to watch, and I think landing spot is everything for him.
Everything for him.
But he did leave South Carolina to move.
Why, though?
To move to USC for play time. He didn't really get any more play time though. But he did look more efficient. He looked a little more ready for the NFL. We'll see. He's a kind of wait and see guy. He's somebody I'm not super excited about. But you never know. He could be a better NFL player than he was a college player. It wouldn't be the first guy to kind of that to happen to.
I think he's one of those guys that has the skill set that says maybe there's more to this than we know. But at this time now, it's like, am I super excited about him? No, but if an NFL team gets excited about him, then I can easily be persuaded to kind of join in that.
Yeah, his last two games, he wasn't very productive. But he had a big game before that and a big win. Like 50-49 game. What an action-packed game that would have been. That was back in October, mind you. But there you go. All right, he's on the list. Keep your eyes on him. Not just because he's handsome, but because he's got some potential. And there's another guy. Hold on. I think Ray Davis. Raymond Davis.
1999 date of birth.
Yeah.
He had to declare.
You had to get this guy ahead.
Go start looking for retirement money.
Yeah. He's Kentucky. 5'10", 216. 24, of course. Born. He's a Remembrance Day baby. Poor kid. That's a lot of pressure. Lest we forget, you know. So he's declared. He's a good blocker. I'll give him that, guys. Like, I don't know.
I actually kind of like Ray Davis a little bit. I think landing spot could be a lot for him. He's come, like, when you look at his career, I mean, he's been in school for 5 years. As a freshman and a sophomore, he was at Temple in the American Conference. Then he moved to the SEC with Vanderbilt as a junior and a senior. And then his second round at senior in Kentucky. His but his actual rushing performance has improved year over year. Like his first year in,
I would hope
his,
so.
His first year at Kentucky, he was over more than a yard more per average carries. He more than doubled his touchdowns. His receiving work stayed pretty relevant, but same amount of receptions, but he pretty much doubled his yards. So this could be a guy that's just a bit of a late bloomer, or it could be a guy that's a little bit older than everybody else, and maybe a little bit maybe that had a little bit to do with it. But he's jumped around from team to team, and again, depending on who actually spends the money on this guy, he could be fun. He's fast. He's got decent speed, but he doesn't really have the size to kind of take over a field. Although he's not far off, so you can add a little more mass to maybe the 5'10" frame. We'll see.
My concern is he failed chemistry.
Did he? Organic or?
Yeah. That was more than one.
Yeah, Dave.
Not when I was young. I'm just kidding. He didn't fail chemistry. I'm kidding. I'm just making a bad joke about being in school for so long. Ty, say something more intelligent, please.
I don't think I can. Jay nailed it. I'm a Ray
Davis. Than me, not than Jay. I meant more intelligent than me.
Then easy. Got it. No, I'm a Ray Davis fan as well. I don't know what the dynasty value will be. I don't know what his draft value is going to look like. I think being 20, being 24, he's a senior, citizen. Almost.
Yeah, he'll be 25 next year.
Yeah. It's like, that's 25. That's tough. That's tougher.
It's
running
like my
back.
Age. Jeez.
Yes. Like Dave's age 20 years ago.
Divided in half.
Literally 20 years ago, actually. Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah. So that's tough. But he's basically, other than the fact that he's played for so long, kind of done everything you want to see out of a prospect. He's improved every year. He looks good. He has kind of all the qualities you want out of running back. Yard after after contact is good. Yard after catch is even good as receiving. So, good runner, like good balance. All those things you want to see. Other than the fact that he's too old to be
playing
football. Somebody that's, playing football in college as a running back. Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll keep an eye on him. If you guys insist, there's something there. I believe you. I would trust you.
I think he's going to be one of those guys that either is a late pick or maybe even an undrafted free agent that signs with the team.
Okay.
That we all end up kind of getting, that we all end up liking, like a Sean Tucker this year. But hopefully it works out a little better.
Oh, Jay's favorite, Johnny Tucker.
Yeah, he's somebody I thought might be worth the undrafted agent quick add after the rookie draft, or maybe in a depending on how deep your rookie draft is, he's somebody that I have on the board for sure.
Got a thing for him. Now, do you have a guy named Duno Van Edwards
should not have played last year because it was not helpful for his draft stock. I loved his athleticism. He had it for days and days. Had some of the longest. He was actually responsible for a lot of the 50 and 60 yard runs in college football over the last few years. Not many last year though. I think he's he's kind of a. I think he's either a home run or he's tackled. It's there's not a lot of those mid tier runs. A lot of it's either a home run or he's stuck behind the line. Last year he took a huge step back in total yards, touchdowns, pretty much every major category, outside of receptions, really. Tons of athleticism, tons of potential. Has he declared? Not yet.
No.
He should. I feel like he's going back to college, man. I think he should go back.
Blake Corum's gone.
He'll have a chance, yep.
Yeah.
Stay in school, kids.
I mean, it's hard to get touchdowns when Blake Corum gets 160 in a season. So.
Yeah. Don't stay in stool. I meant to say, don't stay in school. Stay in school.
I'm not going to yuck your yum. Stay whatever you want.
Stay in stool. That's fine, too. Do whatever you need to do.
They don't do that. Neck deep in probably not. Pieces. Cool. Anything else to add on Donovan Edwards? Or
nah. No, we'll talk about it again next year, hopefully.
I hope so.
All right. Yep. All right. Well, I want to talk a bit, just briefly. I don't spend too much time on this guy because he frankly doesn't deserve it. I'm just kidding. Great guy. His name is Raheem Sanders, Barry's nephew, actually. Running back out of Arkansas. 6'2", 242, he's 21, born on June 8th, 2002. Beautiful days, a Gemini. I can vouch for that. Entered transfer protocol and unlikely to declare. Guys, what does that mean for us who don't understand what enter transferred protocol is?
He's going to a different college.
So okay, he won't declare if he's doing that.
Nope.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
He was probably one of the biggest fallers I think I saw, because he was on a lot of people's, like, you know, top five, top three even list to start the season. I think it's hilarious that his name is Raheem Rocket Sanders and he's 6'2", 242. That's impressive.
Yeah. He had 1,400 yards last year. He was awesome.
No, Rockets are fast Rockets, Jay. Yeah. Remember that, okay? He had a rough year,
very tough year. He played six injuries. Years. It was a tough year, though.
Yeah, not the best O-line there in Arkansas either. They've been notorious for having a shitty O-line. Am I right, guys?
Shitty O-line, you know it.
All right. Okay.
His size is intriguing. That's kind of where I want to base it on. I mean, his year in 2022 was incredible. Like Ty already alluded to, 1,400 yards, 6.5 per carry, 10 touchdowns.
Receiving.
I mean, even a 76-yard was his long play of the year. 76 yards at 242 pounds. That man needed oxygen after that, I guarantee it. But he had a lot of hype after 2022, and this year I don't think he's gonna declare ever. I think he's definitely gonna go somewhere else
ever?
And see if he can kind of resurrect his NFL potential. But he's someone to definitely keep an eye on for next year. That size is kind of fun to watch.
It is.
I could watch that size all day, Jay.
Again, we talked about that size, Dave, and watching it. Oh, wait, that's a different podcast. Mm-hmm. We talked about that size and comparables in the NFL. There's not very many. That's the one downside to him, too. Like, you know, you can't find a lot of guys that were that big that that really had successful careers for more than a season or two.
Real damn shame.
But he was I had to talk about him because he was, when you look at the early season rankings, like he was in a lot of people's top fives.
The last few guys, we'll get more as season goes on, but there's a few names we'll just throw out there, but we'll have some more stuff on them as life progresses. Like a guy like Roman Hemby.
I thought he was interesting, okay? Let me talk about it really quick. Because I put together a list of players, and I alluded to it earlier, I talked about it earlier. I picked about a lot of the big sites, and I put where they ranked them. I put the number of times they weren't ranked, where they're average ranked. And Roman Hemby really stuck out. Why did he stick out? Well, he was ranked. Where was he ranked, boys? He was ranked 12 by Draft Countdown and not ranked outside of the inside of the 25 by every other ranker. So players like that kind of always intrigue me a little bit, because somebody might have saw something, you know, that's kind of maybe something that followed the team closely or something like that. Maybe saw something that was a little different. So,
or a cousin.
Yeah, he's someone I kind of want to keep an eye on potentially, just because I'm intrigued as to why he was ranked so highly by one and not by the others.
That's worthy of a point. Yeah, Ty, you got something to chime in on? Sorry, Jay.
I'll just throw another name out I want to keep an eye on. For me, it's Frank Gore Jr.
Mm-hmm. He's 30. He's 30, apparently.
Mostly, for me, Frank Gore Jr., it's mostly because I think it might be Frank Gore who just decided he wanted to take another run at the NFL. I told him, like, Frank, you're in your 40s. You can't play in the NFL anymore. It's like, well, I'm going to Southern Miss.
As long as I don't have to take that Wonderluck test again, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'll score a 6 again on the Wonderluck, and I'll come back to the NFL and play another 10, 15 years of fantastic football.
That's actually, to be clear, to be honest, this is Frank Gore Jr. This is actually Frank Gore's grandson. That's just so we...
Great-grandson.
Great-grandson.
Yeah, great grandson.
What is Frank Gore? He's younger than us, guys. Come on.
I know. I don't know why that's so funny. He was good.
Frank Gore and Ray Davis. Frank Gore and Ray Davis grew up together in a farm in the early 1900s.
Yeah.
Now they're both playing college football.
There we go. You heard it here first. And last.
But I'm the same with Ty. Frank Gore Jr., his name alone will probably get him a little more hype than deserved. But he could be pretty good in the passing game. I think he's a little bit of a sleeper, and I think draft stock in Dynasty will be determined based on where he's picked. And he's somebody I probably will end up with a share of, just because I do like him. I like him a bit in the passing game. Maybe lining up at the slot from time to time. We'll see.
It's kind of fun too. I'd like to have a share.
Absolutely.
Frank Gore was fucking awesome. Yeah.
And then there ended up being a bunch of guys here. Like when I was looking at the, I was kind of, what I did was I put a list together and I picked like the top 20 guys off this list. We're pretty much done that now for the most part. But a couple of guys that were on there, like Dejon Edwards, Jace McClellan, Jalen Wright, Mian Williams, Jawar Jordan, Carson Steele. kind of a Christian McCaffrey comp there too. Dylan Dylan Lobby. Montrell Johnson Jr., Jarquez Hunter, we saw quite a bit. Kendall Milton. One guy that I was, the worst part is the one guy I actually had a write up for that I was kind of excited about when I started putting this episode together, like what, 2 weeks ago now. Tajay Brooks, running back at Texas Tech, 5'10", 230, returning to college for 2024. Just announced a couple days ago. Yeah. So those other guys in the list, we'll probably touch on them, you know, moving into the draft, you know, after the combine, a few other things. But as of right now, they're kind of afterthoughts. Some of the guys we talked about may not even get drafted, never mind these guys that we just kind of mentioned at the end. Is there anyone else here, Ty, that sticks out for you?
No, you named the group.
But is there any of these guys you're keeping an eye on at all? Or are you kind of just waiting to see at this point since, you know, season's over, Senior Bowl's coming up? That might change a little bit. But as of right now, I think we kind of stand where we stand.
Yeah. We'll see. I'm not normally one that puts a ton of emphasis on testing, on combine, that sort of thing. I put some for sure, but I think it can get blown out of proportion.
You gotta put a little.
For sure. But I think if anybody has like any one skill set that really, you know, you saw in college, be like, okay, this guy was really good at this particular skill, and then the combine kind of reinforces that, and NFL teams start taking notice, then they'll jump up my board. Like, this is probably the loosest kind of ranking, running back rankings I've had in the last 5-6 years of us doing this podcast, where it's like anybody can kind of move. Like, I'm not really married to, you know, having any type of player in any, you know, sort of tier even almost. Like, I'm very, very, very open to moving people up and down in this class. It's just that type of class for me.
Yeah, I feel like the draft is gonna change everything with this group.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If you're taken in the second round or early third in this draft as a running back, I want you on my dynasty team. I think the one good thing though, if your dynasty team, if you sold off a bit, and maybe you didn't end up taking back a lot of first round picks, maybe you ended up with, you know, you got a couple of late seconds from some contenders, you got rid of your DeAndre Hopkins share, whatever the hell it was. Mm-hmm. I think you have a good chance of drafting a lot of these types of running backs in the second round and third round of rookie drafts next year. And some of these guys will stick. Some of them are going to have an impact in the NFL. It may not be an every down role, but they're going to be fantasy relevant, and they'll get, you know, whether it's a cup of coffee or whether they stick for a season or two, you're going to see some relevance out of these guys.
And if you have one of those dynasty teams where you're really strong at running back, there's, you know, some guys in here that have some, you know, some deep dynasty value that you could take very late. But also, you're going to be able to draft a pretty fucking good wide receiver, potentially a tight end, depending on where you're drafting, and for sure a quarterback. So it's kind of a good year for a rebuild. If you want to look at it kind of it's almost like the zero RB draft, you know? Like, it almost kind of feels like you're just kind of, you're drafting the other players first, and then the RBs are kind of just going to slot in how they slot in.
It's kind of where the NFL is going now, too. Like, Bijan and Gibbs last year,
That's it. That's the last you'll see of elite running backs coming out of college for the rest of our lives.
The rest of our lives.
Join us. These are the rest of our lives.
Well, I think that that ends it, Dave. I think we're...
Final note, keep an eye on Jace McClellan. That's my guy, just so you guys know.
Likes his name.
He's going to be a breakout. Yeah, that's the one I picked.
Jace McClellan.
At random.
Jace McClellan.
Awesome. So our next episode, that's enough, Jay, out of you. Mock draft, right? We're going to do that in a couple weeks? Is that what we're doing?
Next week or 2 weeks? We'll do a mock draft, though.
Yeah.
We'll
post it when we post it, and we'll do it when we do it. That's how...
We're
in that kind of the doldrums of the dynasty season where, you know, you're in your playoffs right now. There's not much you can do. Like, we can come on and talk about who you should pick up off the waiver wire for your fucking playoff matchup, but there's 8 billion other people doing that. So I'm not going to waste my time.
Pick up Hilaire. Yeah,
pick up Hilaire if you have a time machine and you're playing last week.
All right, guys. Fun episode. Thanks for everyone. Thanks for listening. And good luck in your playoff matchups if you're still in there. If you're not, that means you lost. Keep on trucking.
And this is even more important because you lost and you need a better team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Byesies.
Tune in. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the Dynasty Football Live Podcast.